debate on a congressional map that reduces the number of majority black districts from 2 to 1 shifts over to the House today as the Governmental Affairs Committee discusses the Senate-approved map. Political analyst Bernie Pinzenat says Democrats do not have enough votes to stop the so-called 5-1 map from passing.
Democrats can complain all they want, but it's just a matter of when the final vote is taken, it'll be in favor of Republicans.
Meanwhile, the House-approved constitutional amendment that prohibits a governor from serving more than 2 consecutive terms is headed to the Senate floor. Chalmette Representative Michael Baham says he authored the legislation in response to what happened with 2 governors who in the last 100 years serve more than 2 terms, Earl K. Long and Edwin Edwards.
Earl Long got committed to an insane asylum in his 3rd term, and former Governor Edwards ended up serving 4 terms, ended up going to a federal facility.
Baham says 9 other states have similar term limits. If this measure passes the Senate with a 2-thirds vote, the proposed amendment would be placed on the November 3rd ballot. With his lost election behind him, Senator Bill Cassidy is focused on getting things done in the last 7 months in the U.S. Senate. Cassidy, who's a medical doctor by trade, is working on health care legislation in the time he has left.
I would really like to help make health care more affordable, both the cost of health care and the cost of health insurance. I'd really like to accomplish that.
Cassidy also says Social Security needs to be fixed, and he hopes to help make that happen. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.